there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick for Compare Builders, and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes, the fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
This is fun. A BBC reporter over in the UK, he was reporting on the lack of fuel. They've got a fuel situation over there.
Oh, BP, really?
He was standing outside a BP fuel station in Stockport. There's a petrol crisis going on, and his name is Phil McCann.
We can go live now to One Forecourt in Stockport this morning. Our reporter Phil McCann is there, and Phil, still no fuel.
No fuel here at all, John. In fact, they weren't expecting this place to run out of fuel until kind of midday today. But such was the panic buying yesterday. Well, look at it. All the pumps are covered up in you know, official labels or plastic bags because they've run out of labels. And every now and again, we'll get a car turning up, looking around, noticing that there's no fuel and driving on through.
That gave me a proper snort. You know, when you look, you want things to make you laugh in this crazy world that we're living in at the moment. I did a proper snort when I heard Phil McCann reporting on the petrol crisis.
I didn't get it when you first did it. When I heard the guy say it, I'm like, oh, the penny dropped. That's Phil McCann. That's remember when the Boxy, don't know if you saw it, but on the news at Channel 9, Amy Park was a, oh, we've got it.
Amy Parks joins us live from Amy Park. Amy, what's the latest?
That's great.
Probably should listen to meetings, eh?
Some other good ones. 131060, share more if you've got. We love crazy names, fun names, unusual names.
It's not the full name, but there was a vet in Werribee that my parents always used to point out. Just a great Dr. Horsey. The vet?
Yes,
that's what you want.
What about this? Do you remember there was a police officer that crossed to him being interviewed on the news, and he was PC Rob Banks? This is great. You want your police officer to be called Rob Banks?
Sounds what like about, a rapper.
Leon might have to help me here, but on the show, Nick, I had a vasectomy. He had the snip.
Oh, yeah.
And I went in.
And, on the show, we did it.
Wow.
We did a big arc, and we got the men of Melbourne to come and get the snip.
Kind of time to get a day off here, isn't it?
I didn't have a day off. And I walked in, and one of the doctor's names, Leon, what was the doctor's name?
I'm just trying to find the. I took a photo of it, but it was something.
Balls.
His last name was Dr. Balls. Or something.
Dr. Balls.
It's appropriate names for your job, isn't it? 131060. Other examples, there was a BBC weather presenter. Her name was Sarah Blizzard. Just appropriate. A guy who worked at a water research centre. His name was Andrew Drinkwater. These appropriate names for jobs. If you've got any, share them. 131060.
Yeah, Jim's give us a buzz now. Calvin what? Harris first.
Jim.
No, all wrong. Kim in Doreen. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Fifi. How are you going?
Really well, Kim. What's your job?
I'm a nurse by trade, but I am a volunteer firefighter, and my surname is Byrne.
There we go. Yeah. Kim Byrne. Bang. That's great, Kim. Do they enjoy it at the fire brigade? Do they get much glee out of that?
Yes, they do. Very much so.
Of course.
Nurse and a firefighter. What do you do when you're off time from being an absolute superhero?
Jesus, I'm a mum of three children.
Oh, come on.
You really are.
Making us all look bad.
Kim, you are a superstar. Wow. Thank you for that. Now, Joe in Somerville. Hi, Joe.
Hi. How are you going?
Good, Joe. Is this about your name and your job?
No, I work in health and I work for a prosthetic clinic, and our beautiful head doctor's name is Dr. Lim.
Oh, yes.
That's a winner.
Fantastic. I love that. This is good fun. Noreen from Ferntree Gully. Hi, Noreen.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Noreen. What name did you stumble upon in a profession?
A gynecologist, and his surname was Dr. Fiddler. Oh.
Oh, John. Oh, Noreen. Fev's speechless. He's really speechless, Noreen.
Get to deep. Oh,
I didn't hear what she said.
Are you joking?
No.
So, Noreen, can you say it all again for Fev?
Yes, Fev. There was a doctor, a gynecologist in Ferntree Gully, and his surname was Fiddler, Dr. Fiddler.
Oh, I thought she said Stigler, and I'm like, I didn't get it. Oh, Fiddler. I thought his name might have been No, don't.
Don't. No.
101.9 The Fox.
Sometimes when people in the public eye get together, you go, yes, that's the perfect pairing. And I am going to refer to the news yesterday that broke, or it's on the rumour mill, I hope it is true, Olympic superstars Kyle Chalmers and Emma McKean are dating.
They'd have good little swimmers, wouldn't they?
Oh, isn't that just... But too... You know, and looks aren't into it, but they're two very good looking, yeah. Olympic. They've got Olympic medals up the wazoo. They've got talent. They're, imagine if they did end up together and have children.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've just got to check this because I remember yesterday Fifi said, I've heard a rumour that Michael Voss may be coaching Carlton. So there's a good chance they're already married with kids.
Well, I saw this story a couple of weeks ago because they just went to Nepal. They were in Italy, I think, racing in a meet over there, and they posted a couple of pictures of themselves. And I thought, oh, hang on, because I know Kyle's, he used to play AFL. He was on a list over in Adelaide.
That's right.
And he's an Adelaide boy. And I thought, oh, God, because them, you know, she's very pretty. He's a good looking fella. Both got good rigs. Thought this is a good little match, and then yesterday, bang, they're together, which is beautiful.
It is. What's interesting though, if you do forecast this and you think, gosh, imagine if they do end up together, they have children, you just think, well, those children are going to be Olympic athletes. They'll be really amazing swimmers.
Imagine if they weren't. Oh.
But this is it, and I thought this might be a bit of fun. Now we might even go to the phones. 13 10 60. Let's ask this question: what did your parents do, and then what do you do? Because when you bring this down to, you know, let's take it away from the Olympics. Like, for instance, Fev, what do let's talk about your parents.
They do nothing. Mum doesn't have a job and Dad works out in the roads.
Yeah, and then you're an AFL footballer.
Superstar.
Like, it's funny, isn't it? Because
but then I have kids and they've got mum's talents when it comes to sporting.
Okay, so they don't have sporting ability.
No, God, I was but just
one of your daughters. Isn't she like debating captain and doing chess and like she's
well
a switched
done.
On you.
You read a book, hero, mate. Sports stars, bro. Yeah.
You want to be sports?
Yeah, try and get 100,000 at the G to watch someone read. Yeah. Yuck.
Read in your bedroom by yourself or kick snags in front of 100.
Yeah.
I'll take the 100,000, thanks.
But you know how there are, like, once upon a time, like we're talking, you know, our grandparents and great-grandparents, it would have been in the family. Like if your dad was a blacksmith, you were a blacksmith, you were a blacksmith. When you go against the trend or buck a trend in your family, it is quite fun.
It's hurtful.
It's hurtful. Okay. Well,
I've still got Toby.
I know. You've got one. You're hanging on. 13 10 60. This is fun. What did your parents do? What do you do? Is it vastly different? Have you gone down a different path? Did you inherit their genes? Maybe you're good at sport. They're not good at sport. It's interesting.
You're a smart woman. Pearl's a very smart woman. You got that from your mum.
Well, mum,
your dad was an athlete.
Dad's a lawyer. My dad was a solicitor, a lawyer.
Yeah,
still
you've
is.
Got, you've got the brains for that.
Yeah, but I'm a radio announcer. That doesn't.
Yeah, but you're smart.
Compute.
Yeah.
You get that from them. I got my mum and dad's smartness. None of it.
Yeah, sorry. Your parents, exactly. I love your parents. They're smart.
But they're not smart.
They are.
Oh. Mate, if they sat down and did the HSC or the VCE, they'd be under 20.
Yeah, but that's we're talking book smart.
Hey, listen, we're street smart, us footballers.
Yeah, very.
Street smart.
Very. You just showed me a picture of Ange in 1972 with his handlebar moustache.
Hey, looking all right, big fella.
Was he studying?
Well, he was a lacrosse player. Well, he did. He played lacrosse for Australia. Like,
oh, there you go. So you left that out. Your
that's
dad was a champion lacrosse
dad was an,
player.
Yeah, he was
You're
an
a champion AFL
yeah.
player.
Mum said she was a basketballer, but I saw her shoot a basketball. She wasn't a basketballer.
But it's always an interesting one sometimes when you've got parents and then what their children do. So we were talking about you, Fev, and as you said, your dad was a champion lacrosse player.
Yeah.
You became a champion AFL player. It's not that long ago.
No, it's not. He was an athlete, but none of my kids have done any sort of, local sport. Oh, they played a little bit here and there.
Lenny and Lulu had a crack at footy.
Yeah, a little bit, but I've never, ever pushed them into doing anything sporty. I just let them do their own thing and... You know, try to guide them in the best way I can. But I don't want to push them because I know some parents have pushed kids into being sports people and it hadn't turned out real well.
No,
so
never does.
I just let my kids do what
Tiger
they want.
Woods.
Dad did do a little bit of sport.
Anyway, we've got Emily from Mount Evelyn. Hi, Emily.
Good morning, guys. How are you all today?
Great,
good.
Emily. Thank you for calling. We love hearing from you, Em. What's your situation
Thanks
in your family?
Me. Well, my mum was a chef,
And then I became a chef. And when I told her that I was going to be a chef, she cried.
Oh, you know.
Onions? Now, cutting onions?
Oh, no, she just cried because she didn't want me to go into that kind of career. Oh. And now I refuse to teach my daughter how to cook because I refuse to let her ever have it as a career choice.
Oh. That's fascinating.
Yeah,
so, Em, is it the fact that your mum didn't want you to do it, now you certainly don't want your daughter to do it? What element is it that you and your mum can't stand or tolerate about it?
I think the fact that it's just such hard, hard work, and for a girl to work in such a male-dominated industry, my mum had been through it and she thought she just wanted better for me. And I look at my daughter and I think I just want so much better for her. So, yeah, she knows how to cook eggs.
You don't need stories on MasterChef, do you?
She's better than me. She's better than me then. She knows how to cook eggs. I wish I knew how to cook. Sounds amazing.
I know, it does. And as I said, MasterChef make it look really good. Like, I didn't know it was this depressing. That's really quite sad. But Emily, thank you for sharing that. Sienna in Parkdale. Hi, Sienna.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, Sienna. What are your parents doing? What do you do?
So my mum is a nurse and my dad's a paramedic.
Wow.
I'm an aspiring Olympic swimmer.
Wow. Sienna. Where are you swimming? What are you up to?
So I compete nationally. I've got a couple of national medals. I tried going to the Olympic trials this year but couldn't because of COVID. My goals are to Commonwealth Game trials next year is the goal.
And then Paris.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sienna, this is so exciting. Can we stay on this journey with you? Can we be like your cheer squad and stay
be
in
a sponsor.
Touch?
We'll sponsor her.
I would love that.
Oh, we'd love to stay involved.
Get on board
and
early.
See what you're doing. And if you are on the medal, like on the dais, will you remember us? will you take our call? Okay, it's no like commitment, that. But that's fine.
It's like that girl who won all the Aussie medals. She won like 3 or 4. What was her name? I can't remember her name. But Harvey Norman jumped on her before the Olympics.
Titmus.
Titmus. They just jumped on her. She'd never won a gold medal before in an Olympic event. And they thought, we'll just back this chick. Mate, she won like 4 gold medals. Harvey Norman's going out. It's everywhere.
Sienna, we're on you, okay? We're going to get you there.
Yes,
Commonwealth Game trials next year. We'll be all over this, okay?
Now, Boxy, would you be more proud if Trixie was a radio host or on a Nutri-Grain box?
Ha, ha, ha.
Why can't you be on a Nutri-Grain box
and a radio host?
101.9 The Fox.
There is a war that's just kicked off across radio shows in different states between Hugh, starts with Husey, our mate from Husey, Ed and Erin. They do the breakfast show in Sydney. Kyle and Jack are involved in this now. It's all playing live as we speak. And I'm going to take you back to where this started yesterday. So we had Husey on the show, as we do every week, and we were talking about The Masked Singer and the fact that there was a surprise guest, Rubble, appeared the other night. And it was Kyle, who did a great job. Fev, you had this question that you posed to Husey.
When Rubble performed, which underneath was Kyle Sandilands, when he took his head off, the suit sort of got a little bit bigger. And I reckon that it wasn't Kyle Sandilands performing, but when he took his head off, it was him. Someone else was in that suit. Because I'm a big man, and I don't think I can move as well as what Rubble was moving.
That's a massive allegation, which I can't... No, I can't.
Confirm or deny.
I'm not completely sure, to be honest.
Then news.com.au got hold of this yesterday, and they ran a story about it, but they mistakenly claimed that it was Husey who made those claims about Kyle not being in the suit. So it was a mistake that they then rectified, and they corrected it, saying, oops, we attributed the comments to Husey when it actually was Brendan Favola who said it.
Well, that's where it started, Boxy, because I started getting phone calls. I got a message from Husey about 20 past one, and I was watching the NFL. I was watching the Green Bay Packers, and it was getting towards the pointing end, and it was a great game. And he sent the article, and he said, Fev, can you do a post saying you were the one saying this? Please give you some clicks and get the heat off me. And I didn't reply back because I'm watching the NFL. And then I get a couple of missed calls. And oh, I'm no. like, mate, Husey, Nick off, mate. I'm trying to watch the NFL. And then I ring Husey. I ring him. And I go, because I read the article. And I'm like, mate, it's been changed. He's like, yeah, but I don't know because I did this and I had the Macy Gray story and I was holding that Macy Gray story because she didn't take her bloody hat off for 1.5 hours because she wanted to stay on the show and I wanted clicks and now you're getting clicks and I don't care. We rate a 1 and he's going off. And I'm like, mate, whoa, ease up, bro. I said, do you want me to post still? He's like, you need to post something. Do something. And I'm like, righto, bro. So he wrote something on Twitter, Boxy, and I think you've got the tweets there.
This is one of the fun. This is Brendan Favola at his best. So Dave Hughes has tweeted, hey, news.com.au headquarters, this claim was from Brendan Favola, not me. I refuted it. Then Brendan Favola has replied, hey, Hughesy, don't drag me into this.
I knew after that Hughesy impression it was not going to be helpful.
Well, don't drag me into it.
Now what's happened is Husey's blowing up on his breakfast show in Sydney. Shall we have a quick listen to Husey?
Yeah, this was half an hour ago.
Yesterday, I see that news.com have got an article where Kyle lashes out at Husey. I'm thinking, why is Kyle lashed out at Husey?
Why?
And it goes, he refuted one claim from asking a judge and radio rival Dave Hughes, who suggested during an interview with Phoebe Fever Nick on the Fox today that Sandilands hadn't been inside the suit for his performance. I apparently said, I reckon, this is a direct quote from me, I reckon that it wasn't Kyle Sandilands performing, but when he took his head off, it was him. Someone else was in that suit. Hey. Then from Sandilands, oh, what an asshole.
Now, well done for Husey for sticking up for himself, but I'm going to stick up for myself. He didn't say he wasn't. At not one point, Husey didn't say that that wasn't him. He didn't say it was him or wasn't him. He goes, well, I don't know.
Oh, gee.
So he sort of did say that it wasn't him as well.
Didn't he at some point say, I think it might have been him in the suit? I don't know.
He said he doesn't know.
Listen to it.
We just heard it.
But the problem is, because Husey and Kyle had a beef in the past that they'd fixed. So years ago, they had a big fallout. And I think Husey's rat because finally they're back on a good footing. They're on good terms. And now you've gone and blown that up again. And now the latest is we've just heard that Kyle's blowing up at us on his radio show. Well,
what's
we don't
he
know.
About
we'll
us?
Hopefully we'll play that soon. Oh,
you want to be careful. Don't want to get me angry. I'm a different beast to Husey. What did Kyle say? He wanted to put one on Husey's chin back in the day?
I think he might have, yeah.
Geez, I hope he says that to me.
This is radio wars.
If
I'm
he
not
says that to me,
situations.
It is on. Does he say anything like that?
We don't
say,
know. Let's...
We'll get the producers Leon. To grab the audio.
Sandilands
Leon.
Versus
all
Favola.
All I can say is that he's claimed that we're a terrible show. That's all I've heard so far.
Awesome.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Brendan Favola, you have kicked off a radio war. Yeah. It's been 24 hours of he said going on. So here's this. I'll just reset it. Husey was on our show yesterday, obviously on The Masked Singer. You insinuated that Rubble, who performed the other night and was in fact Kyle Sandilands under the suit, you suggested that maybe it wasn't Kyle wasn't in the suit when the Masked Singer was singing because it didn't look like him physically.
Yeah. Well, it's not, yeah.
The newspapers yesterday wrote it up as if Husey was accusing Kyle of not being in the suit. So then Kyle fired a shot at Husey. Mm. Husey got very defensive and went, whoa, I never said it. He demanded you step up and own up to the fact that you said it.
I want the clicks.
Husey's fired up on his breakfast radio in a show in Sydney this morning. Because this is all playing out live, we're on radio, Husey's on radio, Kyle and Jack are on radio. Leon has told us that now Kyle has addressed this on his show he's got some audio of it. So this is us hearing this for the first time. Apparently, this played maybe half an hour ago, Leon. Let's hear it. So this was Kyle's reaction to what you've said, Fev.
You know how yesterday, straight after the radio show, my phone started to ring?
Yeah.
Now, Husey, who's one of your friends up there on the judging panel, was doing an interview on a Melbourne radio show, terrible show, called Fifi, Fev and Nick on Fox FM in Melbourne. Favola must have suggested to Husey, he doesn't think it was me in the outfit during the performance. And
correct.
Then when I came out to take my head off, he believes that's the only time I was in the outfit.
That's right.
As if I had a stunt double in there doing the dancing and the singing.
Which sounds like something you would do.
But it didn't happen.
So there we go. He's corrected it. Is there any more...
Cheeky shot at the show.
Here's another one. He's not just the show, but he's targeting our city as well.
Now, I'm sure that this isn't the talk of the town because it was a Melbourne radio show and no one cares. You never even read an article about what goes on in Melbourne because no one cares.
But I will say that was my reason, one of the reasons why I discounted you.
Why?
Because of you looking slimmer than what I thought. So I get what Fev was saying. Yeah, obviously it was you, but you did look slim.
Well, obviously it wasn't. Jack hit the nail on the head then. It was slimmer. It obviously wasn't him. And as for Kyle to have a crack, like, mate, grow up, having a crack at our show, saying our show is, what did he say? It was a shit show? Is that what he said?
No, I don't remember the exact words.
A horrible show? Mate, come on, please. We have a great show. They have a great show. I listen to their show all the time, and you'd know that. I always watch their stories. They've got a great show, but there's no need to get personal like that, bro. Don't go bagging our show.
You did call him.
What? He's a large man. I'm a large man. Yeah. It's all right.
Do you know what, though?
It's not having a go at him. It's the truth.
To what Jack was even just saying then, I've now got the photos in front of me because I'm now in this. I'm going to have a look at this and what's going on. And you're going to be surprised by this, Feb. I'm going to defend Kyle in that.
You need glasses.
No, I'm, as a woman who's in the media that gets photographed on different angles, one photo he's got his legs apart, the other they're together, and it's a different angle of the camera. I actually do think that is him in the suit.
Does that help change my gut? Then if I stand up.
Yeah.
It's true though.
I know what you've done there. It's great for our show. We've just got a new sponsor, OPSM. You'll be able to use the glasses.
No,
because
that's
a different person. And he's having a crack at our city. Come on, mate. Don't have a crack at our city.
I think Kyle just has a bit of fun. I know, really,
but if no
do,
one cares about Melbourne, obviously they do because they're doing it on their show and they did it out of eight. So obviously it's important. We're only doing it now because we've got nothing else to talk about.
I've known Kyle for a long time and I like him and he is a great guy and I think he's just having some fun cracks there. I hope.
He just said our show was horrible. That doesn't offend you at all?
Oh, I think he's just
But he does it all the time to people. He tries to put people down all the time.
There's only one way to sort this, and I reckon we team up with Kyle and Jack Yeo and just make fun of Husey. I reckon that'll make everything better.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I think it is filming. We know that it sent Byron Bay into lockdown because they've gone there to film and the hair and makeup artist was COVID positive.
Yep.
And then that sent Byron Bay in that area in lockdown. And
get me out of here!
Oh, hello. And I don't know what stage they are in filming, but I know that filming had to be paused. Mm. And again, they're pre-recording it, which I wasn't a big fan of this year. I didn't even watch it. You want the live version. You want, and we've got the King of the Jungle here himself.
Interesting.
And you just want it further than 20 minutes drive from the Goldie.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about that where it's like, is that the jungle?
Mm. The time we're in, I think the British one's over there in the Gold Coast.
But it always has been.
Byron, which has been pretty hectic because all the animals and it's hot and all the insects and stuff.
Yeah.
The live to the not live voting is because Australia, when I was on it, Australia vote. Mm. So you get to choose who's in. Now they just get to pick and choose who they want to stay in.
Yeah, which takes away.
To the end, which takes away from anything.
Mm.
You got to be,
But it's like with all of them. It was like with dancing at the start of the year. It's like audience participation. Even Masked Singer, you know, there's some claims that that's all a little bit stitched up. Because you can't, no, audience voting's all gone.
We'll say it, it's rigged. Yes.
You're getting a lot of traction on news sites at the moment, Fair, for some of the outlandish things you're saying about these reality shows. But anyway, some names have leaked. What do you think about this? Because they're footballers, Fair. You've got Bo Ryan.
He'll be the final three.
NRL player and footy show guy.
Signed to Channel 10.
Yep. Nathan Buckley is the other name.
Oh.
That doesn't seem right to me. I can't imagine Nathan Buckley doing this show.
Well, he's got nothing else to do. Not a coach anymore.
No, I don't know. I see.
Is it a rebuild? Did they have a breakup and a new?
He had a breakup. He'd got some good stories about, you know, his ex, and you know, he's got a good storyline. But he'd be good in it. Fit man, good fella. Used to be a party boy.
Yeah, I've always liked Nathan Buckley.
So it's those two: Bo Ryan, Nathan Buckley.
That's all I got.
They make it. Will they make it to the end? That's probably why they leaked him because Collingwood. Oh, mate, footballers make it to the end every year.
How
because
have only two people leaked? That's really disappointing.
I thought there was a couple more.
What?
But no.
Why do footballers make
yes,
it to
the
end?
Oh, yes, there's one more. Innes. The chick off Married at First Sight.
Innes Basic.
Yes, she's in it.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's just turned you off, hasn't it?
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, I am not a
married... Would you go
on that show? No.
Why not?
Never.
You'd be good at it.
No interest in that whatsoever. Mm. What, living in a jungle for like 2 weeks? One, I couldn't leave my kids. I just couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And two...
That's tough.
That would be too hard. And I don't know. I just have more respect for the things in my life that I'm doing.
Mm. You get a cushy radio show if you go on it.
Well, you were in a different place when you went on it, yeah. And you're right. I'm not kidding, Nick. The story goes, I watched that series from start to end, and I just thought this man was amazing. I said, when he gets out of the jungle, can we get him in the studio?
Wow.
And then look where we are now.
Bang. See you later, Dave. See you, Byron. And now we're here. Jeez.
If that's how it works, I'm about to lose my job to Ant Middleton. 101.9
The Fox. Look, it's rare on this show that the three of us are all addicted to a television show, but SAS Australia, it's got us all in. We're watching the advance episodes. We can't get it. Yesterday, I was refreshing the Seven website because I just need my next fix. And one of the stars who is absolutely smashing it is Dan Ewing, who joins us now. Dan, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Burn City. How is everybody? Good?
Yeah, we're great, Dan. We're good. And you?
How are you? How's Dan Ewing on this Tuesday morning?
You know what? Fev, I've got to say, like, Fev 2525 was taken, the name on the show. Does anybody ring a bell with that
That's
name?
That's me. Yet? That's my COD right. name.
Mate, I'll tell you. I'm not a gamer, but apparently Fev2525 is famous in the Call of Duty land. That's all I'm going to say.
There you go. That because, Dan, bang. We know that Fev plays Call of Duty all day. So that's gotten out that Fev's a big COD player.
Oh, no. Look, there's a very handsome young chap that might have snitched on him. But,
Jet.
But no,
that's not our
Jet. Oh, Jet. I'm thinking there is that. Oh, Jet. There we go.
No, look, the third person stuff's classic. I got asked questions about what my fan base would sort of think and blah, blah, blah. And I guess I just didn't handle the format properly because I kind of spoke as, you know, what I think they know me as Heath Braxton. They know me as Cat from Love and Monsters. But what will Dan Ewing do? I think the editor snipped the top off. But, you know, it can be a bit more fun when you do that stuff in the edit, right?
Dan, of course, Dan, because I have to say, the first few clips of you, first was this one, of course.
There's no acting on this course for me. This is Dan Ewing. So what does Dan Ewing do when he is sleep deprived? What will Dan do when he hasn't eaten, when he is freezing cold, he's getting screamed at, called all sorts of things?
Nothing.
What does Dan Ewing do when his back's against the wall?
So there was that one, Dan, you obviously know about. Then the next thing is you meditating before a challenge. And I'm like, has this bloke been created to make me angry? Right? But then all the clips of you at the camp talking to everyone, I'm like, you're a fun bloke.
You know, okay, you guys have worked in the media long enough to know, okay, this is a helicopter with 18 people, right? So the helicopter has to reset every single time. So, you know, it was for me. I obviously, I'm a huge basketball fanatic. LeBron James, he will sort of pre-visualize before a game. So that's what I was doing. I was like, listen, Chubby, get across the ladder, get up the ladder, get into the helicopter and get out of there. And it's a nervous energy thing. You know, I'm sure Fev can speak to this. Like, the nervous energy pre-game or whatever, it kind of wasn't serving me and everyone was freaking out. A lot of people were getting screamed at and whatever. So I just kind of used it as a moment of... disconnection, really. But yeah, it's a lot more demystified than makes the telly, I think. But, you know, that'd be boring, wouldn't it?
Oh, of course. I wish you'd done a LeBron and just thrown some powder up in the air before you hopped on the helicopter. That would have looked sick.
There you go.
Now, Dan, you did, from the first ep, you looked ripped, like really fit. Did you get, like, leading up to this, you obviously know you're going in there. How did you prepare? Are you usually that fit?
Oh, gosh, no. I just did what I could. I mean, we had about a month, you know, because obviously with all this going on, the prep time for TV shows is, you know, it's not great. But I knew going in the field was going to be a level up fitness-wise. to season one. No disrespect, but I knew that Channel 7 had the show, and because of the Olympics, they wanted to put a lot of Olympians in. And I'm not an Olympian. I wear makeup for a living, right? So I just thought, get in the best possible shape you could.
In a month.
So I did that. But do I walk around carrying my girlfriend over my shoulder? She might like that. But no, not all the time. Do I walk around carrying logs? No. But I certainly put in a lot more effort than I usually do, that's for sure.
Now, Dan, you just mentioned your love for basketball. You're often there watching the Sydney Kings play and my Melbourne United boys often beat you guys, but you referred to LeBron James, and he's in a movie called Space Jam. Now, the staff thinks that you're from outer space, and what is your spaceship name?
You know, the irony is, so Ollie's actually extremely spiritual, but like they're playing characterizations of themselves. You think Ant Middleton's going home and screaming at his wife with five kids like that? You know, it's telly, so they have to, you know, for it to be an authentic experience, right? I'm not saying they're fake or whatever. They have to do that to be authentic. And I don't think the staff get enough credit for the mentoring they do off camera. But obviously, guys, like we all work in this industry. We know what is going to rate, and that's us getting screamed at, us uncomfortable. So you'll be having a lovely conversation, then all of a sudden they'll give it to you because there'll be a camera over their shoulder, and they kind of have to. I call it the pineapple, my spaceship, but don't worry about that. That's another story.
Now, come down from the pineapple. I used to love Home and Away. I loved it when you were on it. You were a bra boy. You were part of the Home and Away crew. I'm not bra boy. No. Kobe's the bra boy. Yeah, yeah, you were part of the, what were you called again? Bloody.
The River Boys, weren't you?
River Boys, that's right. How was it meeting? Oh, I used to love Home and Away. Don't worry about that. Brax. How was it meeting him? The real life bra boy.
You can tell this was like a classic, you know, network TV stitch up. Let's create the drama. It was absolutely unreal. Like, I actually said to you, man, I am so, so thankful to you just for being you. And we had an amazing, amazing chat. And it was fascinating to me to see if he was aware of what they were doing and all that sort of stuff.
He couldn't count to 30, mate.
Right? I thought it was unreal. But you guys want a tidbit for Fox? I haven't spoken about this yet. Because we knew what they were going to do, right? We knew about the boxing, so we had a yarn, right? We were going, okay, look. And Kobe said to me, look, our sons are the same age, mate. I don't want our boys to watch their dads knock each other's heads off. Great conversation to have. Cut to the course. As soon as we put the headgear on, I looked in that man's eyes and all I saw was red.
He belted the crap out of you.
He's a machine. He's a highly trained fighter. I'm a lot bigger, so I just thought, protect the fache, and get out of here without knocking. Like, and once his headgear comes off, you can't be punching a bloke with his headgear off unless you're a footy player.
You can't trust a bra boy. Hey, when the fight time comes, I don't want to fight.
We had a gentleman's agreement, but Barry, like, he's an absolute legend, and he's getting painted as the villain, and again, we all have worked in this game long enough to know he's not like that all the time. He's just a raw, salt-of-the-earth bloke, and I love him. He's great.
Oh, that's right. So he wasn't, because he is being painted that way in the edit, Dan. He was popular in the group. There were no tensions.
Oh, look, there's always different discussions, but you know what? This isn't a serial dating show on another network. This isn't, there are some scripted elements that the DS has to say to us, but I'm telling you now, That show and the amount of discussions and really positive conversations, even some of Kobe's political views that you may not necessarily agree on.
He went political last night.
And it's fine. Like, you don't have to get on with anyone. But I tell you what, for 18 people like that who are pretty successful in their chosen fields, there was no quote-unquote beef. Now, they might make it sound like there is, but there was no beef.
Who was your... Because we won't... Obviously, you know, it's great to dig the dirt, but we'll go the opposite, Dan. Who was your favourite? You have to name one person in there that you'd love to see again.
Have a beer with.
Yeah, there might be someone from left field, but Yana Pittman is my idol.
Yeah.
She was good.
I just don't know. Obviously, I'm a sports nut, so for me to be on this course with so many amazing personalities and Olympians, it was amazing to be a fly on the wall. But Yana Pittman, right, just her Olympic prowess alone is one thing, and her dedication. But this amazing Wonder Woman is a doctor on the front lines of COVID, and she's got four kids. She is just such an example to not only women, but Australians in general. And I would like to follow her. I would just talk to her. But this is just being in her presence and what she's been through. And she's going to take us through some really big adversity she's gone through with her and her family in these upcoming episodes. And I was just like, I'm just some pelican from the northern beaches, you know. And you know, we've all been through some stuff.
Like Josiah, your mate.
That's it. But I love Yana Pittman, and she's just she's such an amazing, amazing woman.
Now, Dan, who makes it to the end?
Listen, mate, I can tell you who gets the end of that other singing show where they wear masks. And that, I can't do that. Look, I'll put it to you this way. I reckon you want to keep your eye on some of these Olympians. You know, the fascinating thing to watch is they almost become their old Olympic selves. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, no, it does.
Like,
yeah.
Yep.
They're retired or whatever, but I'm telling you, you know, as things get harder, as things get tougher, this is sure it's a physical test, but you guys know the show well enough. It's the mental stuff, and you just watch these Olympians when they lock in and that switch is flicked. It doesn't matter if they're in the prime of their career or post-career. They are absolute machines, and it was an absolute honour to be on the court.
Oh, well, Dan, well done, Dan. You've come across so well, and we hope you stick around. No spoilers, but we can't wait to see where you land in this. Dan Ewing, well done. You can join the SAS after this. I reckon you've got the Merrick Watts about you.
Well, I'll bring my spaceship. Stuff the hot
crap. Pineapple. Pineapple.
Nick Cody, love that chat.
Phoebe, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9